Now, Michelle Hanton featured in the television production Australian Story in the Pink in 2004 and was catapulted into the public spotlight internationally along with the breast cancer charity that she has founded. In 2008, she was awarded the Order of Australia for her contribution to women's health. With 26 years of dragon boating experience, including representing Australia in the elite level of sport, she was, in 2010, the first female to be awarded life membership of the Australian Dragon Boating Federation. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Now, Michelle, you are the founder and the president of the newly created Dragon Boat Promistone, and now you're getting ready to celebrate the club's first birthday. Well, since we want you to share your passion with us in regards to dragon boating, and part of this celebration is an opportunity for people to come and try. So you can tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. It's hard to believe a year's flown past already.
Yeah.
We have started, you know, with no members, and we are now at 91 members and the third largest club in Queensland. So I guess that's a testament to how fun and fantastic the sport is. Anyone from 8+ with a parent or guardian is welcome to come along, get in the dragon boat and come and try the sport for themselves. So that's at 10 o'clock this Saturday, after which we will be having a wonderful celebration and there'll be lots of food and, you know, photo opportunities with the dragon head and tail. The boat will be fully dressed. So it's very visual and very spectacular. The other thing is, if you like it, you know, if you think maybe this is for you, you can have a dragon pass, which is a 28-day free trial. And you're covered by insurance and we provide all the equipment and all the training. So it's a great opportunity.
It certainly sounds it. So, Michelle, just come back with the celebrations this Saturday. That's the 10th of February at 60 yes. Sylvan Beach Esplanade. And that's right opposite Volunteer Marine Rescue. With the come and try starting at 10 a.m. Is that right?
That's right.
Good one. And it's the Dragon Boat Pumicestone's first birthday. Tell us how you will be celebrating.
So we will be having a special cake, of course, because the rod has always got to have a cake at a party. And a few little speeches with some special guests. So we don't want to give too much away at this point.
No.
And just a wonderful opportunity to see the diversity of people that are involved in the sport. And you know, have only just come into it in the last 12 months, some of them just in the last 2-3 months, and going on to achieve great things, because this Sunday, just gone, we were at something called the Battle of the Paddler, Broadwater, and our mixed team came away with first place. So how good is that?
That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, and Palmerstone Passage is the perfect place if you're concerned about the environment. This is a great sport because it's, you know, people powered, so there's no motorized craft. You are the motor and in the boat, the paddler. So we have a very minimal environmental footprint. We go dugong spotting and dolphin watching and turtle spotting. So amongst getting a bit of serious exercise too.
Oh, Michelle, that sounds wonderful. And I'll just let our listeners know that this is all happening on Saturday the 10th of February at 60 Sylvan Beach on the Esplanade there, right opposite Volunteer Marine Rescue. Michelle Hanton, OAM, President of the Pumicestone Dragon Boats, thank you for joining us today and happy birthday to the Dragon Boat Pumicestone. And if people are interested or this has piqued your interest, go along and have a little try. It's the old come and try day, and it's this Saturday at 10 a.m. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning, Michelle.
Thank you.